The Lord has blessed us with a beautiful day to gather in His house to worship. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship this morning. Thank you, Bert, for our prelude this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to gather in the Lord's house on this Lord's Day. We're excited that you've decided to join us for worship here at First Baptist Elon on World Communion Sunday. It is a Sunday that Christians across this world, literally across this world, have set aside to gather around the Lord's table to remember the body and blood of Jesus Christ, and that's what we will do today. So as I shared earlier this morning during our prayer time, as we gather for this ordinance, as we gather for this holy meal, remember that across this world, brothers and sisters in Christ will be doing the exact same thing. We're united through Jesus Christ. That's why we're here today. So thank you for joining us for worship this day. It is a beautiful day to gather in the Lord's house. If you're a first-time visitor with us, welcome. Thank you for joining us for worship today. If you have an opportunity, fill out a visitor's card that's located in the pew in front of you. And then following the worship service, you can just drop it off in the offering plate as you depart following the worship service so we can have a record of your visit. For those that are watching this morning online on Facebook Live, welcome. Thank you for joining us online this morning. I want to encourage you that you can also go to our website at www.fbc-elon.org. Use that bulletin that you can find there for a resource for our worship today. If this is the first time you're watching online, send me an email this week. Let me follow up with you and share what First Baptist Church of Elon is all about. I'll also encourage you, we want you to gather with us around the table this morning. So pick some elements up there at your house and join us during the communion time later in worship this day. This afternoon for our church family, I want to remind you that we have our Elon roundtable meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, our roundtable is our business meeting here at First Baptist Elon. We'll be discussing some of the business going on here at First Baptist. That'll be at 4 o'clock upstairs in the fellowship hall. Everyone is invited out for this time of discussion and sharing. Immediately following that, at 5 o'clock tonight, we'll be having our second session in our fall adult Bible study, Half Truths. This is a study by Pastor Adam Hamilton. We'll be discussing some of those half truth statements that are often used, but maybe not necessarily biblically true. Today, we'll be looking at God helps those who help themselves. We'll be looking at that statement and look at the truth or the not so truth that is found in that statement. If you look at your bulletin, a couple things going on this week here at First Baptist. Tuesday, we'll be doing our Golden Years ministry, going and playing bingo over there, and the birthday ministry there at that senior center. If you want to go and participate in that ministry, you can talk to Sandy French this morning and share that you would like to go with that time on Tuesday afternoon. On Wednesday of this week, we have Circle of Friends at 1:45. That is a group that goes out and visits some of our homebound members here at First Baptist. So if you'd like to go with that, we meet upstairs in the Truth Seekers classroom at 1:45 on Wednesday. Of course, Wednesday night is also our choir practices. Bells will be practicing at 5:30, and at 6:30, our worship choir. Everyone's invited to come to that. There's always a space for anybody who would like to show up. Last Sunday, you heard me talk about what will be taking place next Sunday. We're excited about our 76th homecoming celebration here at First Baptist. It will be a wonderful morning of fellowship and worship. I just want to remind you about the schedule next week. At 9 o'clock next Sunday morning, we will have our rooted prayer time, which we have every Sunday morning. That'll take place here in the sanctuary. That's at 9 o'clock, which is a little bit earlier than usual. Then at 10 o'clock is when our worship service will take place. We will not meet for Sunday school next Sunday. So worship will be at 10 o'clock, and that'll be an extended worship service time. And then immediately following that, around 11:15 or 11:30, we will have our cover dish fellowship lunch that is open to everyone. We want you to stay for that time of fellowship around the table. It will be a wonderful celebration. We're excited about the music. We're excited about the time of gathering and seeing everyone back here for Homecoming Sunday at First Baptist. So come, enjoy that time. I encourage you to invite somebody, invite your family, invite your friends, invite some of the former church members that you haven't seen in a while. There's some postcards as you leave this morning on the table out in the foyer. Pick those up. And if you're going to mail them, put it in the mail tomorrow because we want to make sure it gets to them on time. If you want to hand deliver them, deliver it this week, ask them to sit beside you in worship next Sunday. It'll be a wonderful time of celebration for homecoming. Also on the back of your bulletin, we're doing our October mission collection, collecting items for our food pantry here at First Baptist. And you received an email this week, and I want to follow up on that email. I know many of us and all of us are in prayer for Western North Carolina and all the states that were affected by Hurricane Helene. And there are so many opportunities and efforts going on right now. And what we shared this past week were three or four organizations that are already on site that are doing wonderful ministry in Western North Carolina. We encourage you to use those sites as opportunities to make monetary donations right now. I received a question this morning that said, are we going to collect anything? Right now, we're encouraging monetary donations because these organizations are already on site. And one of the big things about a crisis like this is the organization and logistical effort that needs to take place there in the West. And so what we want to do is encourage people to give the money because those individuals are already there. They can use those to purchase resources and to get and put that money into effort immediately. So encourage you to do that. We will be collecting things in the near future, but right now we encourage you to give to those four different sites. If you didn't get that email, talk to me following the worship service. I will let you know Rob Johnson's heading up to the West on Tuesday. Tuesday, right? That's what the.
I'm actually driving up tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, so Rob will be doing some work for Baptist Band or Baptist on Mission. He'll be doing some assessment work, so he'll be also bringing the stories back of what's taking place in the West. I know the Harringtons have been already up to Boone over the last couple of days. So again, we're staying in touch with what's going on, and we'll share those opportunities. But those four sites are. Or organizations that are already on site, and those are ways that we can help right now. Again, lots of prayers are needed for those that were affected by Hurricane Helene. Last but not least, for announcements-wise this morning, the Fun and Fellowship trip coming up in a couple weeks to Millstone Creek Orchard. Please sign up. Gay needs to know how many people are planning on going.
By next Sunday.
By next Sunday. Sunday's the deadline for sign-up. So make sure you sign up by next Sunday. Sign up this morning specifically. We gather here this day in this place to worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us worship together this morning.
Our opening song for worship this morning is "We Have Come Into His House." Let's praise Him.
This morning, our opening scripture reading is Psalm 8. Listen to these words. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise, because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We can proclaim the glory of he who created us and he who is here with us this day. Let us pray this morning. Sovereign God, we look at the things that you have made, the works of your hands, and we stop to consider them with awe. From the intricate immensity of the universe to the specific singularity of a single leaf, your works astonish us. Who are we mortals that you pay attention to us? We wonder at your love for us and rejoice in the presence that you bring to us this day. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our offertory hymn this morning is "Let Us Break Bread Together." Let's stand.
Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees.
may be seated.
A day that our entire church and community looks forward to is quickly approaching. On Saturday, October 26th, we will be holding our annual Missions Brunswick Stew Sale here at First Baptist. On that day, we'll be firing up the stew pots and preparing stew for all that will order in advance and those who just want to purchase on that day. The cost this year for the stew is $9 a quart, the same as it was last year. You can place an order by signing up on the sheets found in the church foyer. It's on the table right outside. We also want to encourage you to spread the word to your friends and family and get your pre-orders in as fast as you can. As we all know, doing this missions fundraiser takes a lot of work, and we need you to be a part of this special day. If you would be willing to cook meat for this stew, you can sign up in the foyer as well to help out with that part of it. If you are willing to come and help the day before and on that Saturday, please let Kramer Hughes know. And Jimmy, I think, is helping out with this, right? You two handling in the back? That's why I sit in the back corner, because they're just planning back there. I think that's what they do. But anyway, they'll be planning on, if you're willing to help, let them know that you're coming on that Saturday. We look forward to lots of extra hands that'll be helping out with the stew. The more hands, the better when it comes in making this special day a success. So mark your calendars, come out and help, and pick up some stew on Saturday, October 26th. All the funds raised through this Brunswick stew goes straight into missions. We use the funds throughout the year for mission projects, mission opportunities throughout the year. That's what all the funds that are raised during our Brunswick stew is all about. So again, it's for a great cause, it's a great opportunity, and it's a lot of fun. So come out and help on October 26th. Now at this time, I'll call on Deacon John Russell for our offertory prayer.
I debated about something before I got up here, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If you're not close to anybody, that's okay. But how about for this time, if you're close to somebody, you want to hold their hand while we pray, or if you just want to sit there and imagine their hands. That's good either way. Well, we talked about Sunday school, about hope this morning. We heard in the music today that forget about ourselves. And Lord, there's so many things going on, and we're just asking for that, Lord, to maintain hope for those that are in need, and maintain hope in ourselves. And Lord, you give us a chance to give an offering to show you, Lord, that we want whatever we had to be yours. It's hard to let go sometimes, Lord, but we're just asking you accept what we give you, and asking you to look upon us and help us to clear our minds and our thoughts. And Lord, just give what we have to you. Give all we have inside us, maintain us, and pray for those that just don't have that hope this morning. Lord, help the ones that are going to help others. Give them a purpose, and we know your hope is everlasting. We ask it all in your name. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, choir, for our special music today. If you would, let's once again go to the Lord in prayer today before we encounter His word again this morning. Pray with me. Lord, as we gather around this sacred meal this morning, everywhere and in this place today, bless us, all your children, as we eat this bread and drink this cup, linking arms around the world, pour your grace into us all. Grace us with your presence as we quietly and loudly pray to you. May we see in each other your light, your love, and you. May it not matter our differences, our names, our languages, our looks, and our ways of doing things. May what matter today and every day be that we are one in you. And as we pray, we call to mind our brothers and sisters in Christ who are unable to be with us today, whether in body or spirit. May you bring comfort to those who are grieving, lonely, heartbroken, ill, or broken of spirit. Father, we know many who cannot make sense of the world because of crisis and are experiencing loss. May you strengthen those whose lives feel shattered. May you say the healing words to those who need it. May you bring the human touch of love to those who have not been touched. May you love the unloved through us. May you shine your light into those whose world is covered in darkness. May you use us to feed the hungry, clothe the ones who need clothes, give a cup of water to those who are thirsty, shelter the homeless, visit the sick and those who are in prison. May lives be awakened to you, Lord, to your love, and to your kingdom, whose table is always open to all. Amen. Again, let me say good morning. And thank you for joining us for worship on this first Sunday of October here at First Baptist Elon. At a countywide gathering of local religious leaders, someone shouted from the back of the building is on fire. The Methodists huddled in one corner and began to discuss and debate the meaning of fire. The Baptists, on the other hand, gathered together in another corner and exclaimed, "Where's the water?" The Lutherans posted a notice on the door declaring that fire was evil. The Episcopalians formed a processional and marched out of the building in decency and order. The Catholics took pledges to cover the expenses of repairs after the fire was over. The UCC church meditated on whether there really was a fire at all. The Pentecostals praised God and shouted, "Holy smoke!" The non-denominationalists split into three groups, the heat group, the fuel group, and the oxygen group, and started three brand new churches that day. On this first Sunday in October, Christians around the world will bow in elaborate cathedrals, in open-air meetings, and in church sanctuaries.